from KQED.
When it comes to bang for the buck, high tech is a great way to jumpstart your local economy. That, according to research out this week from a UC Berkeley economist. That could be good news for Los Angeles, where Google is recruiting, with the phrase, "Who needs Silicon Valley when you can have Silicon Beach?" The company opened an office in Venice Beach last year, and a wave of tech and media companies are following suit. But as the tech boom grows, some longtime residents are wondering if Silicon Beach will wipe out the rough edges they say make Venice unique. Valerie Hamilton reports.
On a Thursday afternoon, the Venice boardwalk is buzzing. Guys in green scrubs hawk medical marijuana to tourists. Homeless drummers keep the beat next to a rack of wooden bird mobiles spinning in the breeze. There's a pit bull towing a skateboarder and a guy standing on his head in the sand. The boardwalk is a bit of a circus, but residents say that's always been part of the spirit of the place.
Venice was open for everyone to be what you wanted to be.
Jamie Verosco has lived in Venice for 7 years. She's a writer and a musician.
If you wanted to live on the beach, that's fine. If you wanted to make art anywhere, you could. If you wanted to stand on a corner and play your music, you know, you did that. It's just all about being able to express yourself in any way you wanted to at any time.
Since the 1960s, that free spirit has drawn waves of newcomers and gentrification to this historically poor, diverse neighborhood. But the latest wave has taken residents by surprise.
I thought, wow, Google, that's going to really change things fast. And I would talk to people in the community, and they'd go, oh, well, it's always changing here. It's always changing here. I'm like, but I think this is different.
Venice is a small community, about 40,000 people. In the last 2 years, it's grown to include not just Google and its 500 employees, but more than 40 new tech startups, media companies, consulting firms, and investors. They've come to be close to Hollywood and to hitch a ride on Venice's rising star.
A lot of tech companies pride themselves on being creative, pride themselves on thinking outside the box. And Venice just kind of has that creative vibe.
Oren Katzeff started out with Yahoo in Silicon Valley. He joined Zephyr, a Venice startup, 6 months ago.
We think about some of the attributes that makes Venice so cool. And I think that those transfer over to what we're trying to do with Zephyr.
Zephyr leases more than 20,000 square feet on Abbot Kinney Boulevard, the street that GQ magazine this year dubbed the coolest block in America.
This is Zephyr. You walk up the stairs into this magical startup experience.
Inside, 150 people sit in front of Apple monitors packaging movie content for the web. They just hit 1 billion monthly views on YouTube.
There's a pretty good chunk of people who live very close to the office, so they get to kind of experience the live in Venice or live in West LA, work in Venice feel. It's pretty cool.
As tech companies move in, they bring money and buzz with them. That increases demand, and demand increases prices. Earlier this year, the average home price here hit $1 million, up more than 10% from the year before. Local real estate agents say the tech boom is driving the market. The market is making Venice whiter and more affluent, faster than ever before. But where some see Venice disappearing, others see a rebirth.
You're seeing Lincoln Boulevard, which for many years was really just sort of like a mini freeway with a lot of tattoo parlors and kind of, you know, broken down places. Now there's coffee shops that are popping up. There's nice restaurants. There's a lot of new things popping up in a way there where the community itself is sort of turning into this bustling young town.
He's usually not. It's all right, though.
Through her day job as a dog walker, Jamie Verosco sees that transformation every day.
This is a fairly recent home. But you have these big homes next to what used to be all these tiny beach cottages.
Oren Katzeff lives on this street.
Change doesn't have to be bad. What is it about Venice today, about the prices going up, about the new businesses, about all these new things coming into our community? What is truly bothering them, other than sort of this overarching feeling of this change might be bad?
If you want to come to Venice, why would you want to change it? You must come here because you like it.
Linda Lux heads the Venice Neighborhood Council. Venice is technically part of Los Angeles, so this is the closest thing the neighborhood has to its own government.
There's a danger of losing the soul of Venice, a lot of us feel, which is the diversity, which is the multiculturalism, which is the tolerance for people that aren't just like you.
In elections in October, Zephyr's Oren Katzeff won a seat on the neighborhood council, one sign, perhaps, that tech is here to stay. He says Venice is going to have to get used to the changes.
Change at times is inevitable. You can sort of take the position of it's going to happen, but how can I influence it in a way that's positive both for change and myself?
In some ways, artist Jamie Verasco agrees.
I think people have to adapt to what's going on, or else Google, you know, in 5, 10 years even, this is going to be a very different place. And you may lose that spirit of Venice. And we'll have our murals up, you know. Oh, there's the pictures of what it used to be like. You know, and a little bit on the boardwalk for the tourists. But how much really of the substance of that community will be here? I don't know.
Last month, Silicon Beach welcomed another big-name newcomer, Microsoft. In a statement, the company said, quote, "We cannot wait to learn more about this unique community and get to know our new neighbors better." For the California Report, I'm Valerie Hamilton.